Ministry could be at risk in the U.S. if Christians don't get involved. A mission group trained Sierra Leone's pastors as a catalyst for peace, and Bible translation work in 7 languages gets underway in Papua New Guinea. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. About 80% of Americans consider themselves Christians. However, Dr. Joel Hunter, a member of the World Evangelical Alliance, says if Christians don't get more engaged, religious freedom could be curtailed. Hunter is the pastor of Northland Church in Orlando, Florida.
Well, I think Christians in the U.S. have kind of abdicated their political involvement.
Hunter says Christians need to be lovingly involved. If not, judicial decisions and laws restricting religious freedom, like hate speech legislation, could be passed. But Hunter says even that could be positive.
There really is an overreaction here to Christians who are being very forthright about their faith, who are being witnesses,
including evangelism and other involvement. The anti-Christian mindset, Hunter says, is a reaction to what may be something good.
God sometimes uses bad circumstances in order to provoke us to the responsibilities we weren't paying attention to before.
Witnesses of the gospel, which offends many. Meanwhile, years of turmoil have torn apart Sierra Leone. What the people want now is a durable peace and national security in order to put their lives together. David Shibley of Global Advance says this is the Holy Spirit's catalyst. Their Frontline Shepherds Conference later this month follows 2 other major peace initiatives held earlier this year.
We see this season of reprieve in fighting in Sierra Leone as a unique opportunity, perhaps the only opportunity, for training of national pastors that may come about in several years.
Shibley says they're bringing together 500 evangelical pastors and church leaders from across the country because
there is a great need for rehabilitation ministries, there's a need for Bible translation, and there is a need for leadership training. We hope to accomplish some, at least, of the training of the pastoral leaders of that nation.
You're listening to Mission Network News. A grant from the U.S. government will allow Cure International to not only help medically, but also spiritually. Cure was awarded $450,000 by the USAID's American Schools and Hospitals Abroad program. Cure's Craig Hammond says the money will be used for their Kijabi, Kenya hospital.
It's essentially a construction grant, but the construction is toward the end of establishing a comprehensive orthopedic surgery residency program. There currently is not really any kind of residency program in East or Central Africa for orthopedic surgeons.
The money will help them expand their work.
The increased number of patients that are coming, the increased number of trainees that are coming to the hospital will give us a much broader field for Christian and spiritual outreach.
$350,000 was also awarded to the Neurological Training Center in Uganda. While this funding helps, sponsors are needed to help pay for the actual surgeries. Next, Wycliffe Bible Translators just launched a 4-week vernacular initiative for translation and literacy, or VITAL program, in Papua New Guinea. 7 language groups are working on New Testament translations in the Book of Mark, while one group is working on portions of Genesis. Computer problems have been plaguing the staff since their arrival. Pray that they'll be resolved. The project's long-term goal is to provide the region's Bible-less languages with a New Testament and a literacy program. And Send International reports that one of their church planters in Bulgaria will soon be moving into a new church facility. Send has come alongside the Alliance for Saturation Church Planting to provide training for pastors and Christian workers involved in evangelism and church planting in the region. Pray that the church will quickly impact the community around them and that through the church, many people will come to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. International Aid is making available Charles Billingsley CD, Enduring Treasures, Timeless Hymns for Today. It's a free gift that we hope will draw you into a closer relationship with Jesus Christ. It's available by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.